The Kraft Foods Company presents Willard Waterman as the Great Gildersleeve. The Great Gildersleeve is brought to you, partially transcribed, by the Kraft Foods Company. Kraft, you know, makes Philadelphia brand cream cheese, the cream cheese that's been famous for quality since 1880. Delicious Philadelphia brand is so popular, it outsells all other brands of cream cheese combined. Enjoy it often. Just be sure you get genuine Philadelphia brand when you buy. Look for the red Kraft K on the silvery package. There's only one Philadelphia brand cream cheese, and it's made by Kraft. Remember, the world's favorite cheeses are made or imported by Kraft. Well, like every city and hamlet at this season of the year, the great Gildersleeve town of Summerfield is preparing for Christmas. The streets are aglitter with lights, the store windows are bulging with gifts, and the siren call of jingle bells lures the customers into the shop. And enterprising boys like Leroy are busy devising money-making schemes to heed the call.
Oh, it's Bertie, hey,
what is it, Leroy?
For making Christmas money. Here's what I'm going to do.
Leroy, what are you shouting about?
I got a great idea, Mark. Wait till I tell you.
Did you call me Leroy?
Bertie, I got a great idea.
You have?
Well, what is it, my boy?
Oh, boy, what a great idea.
All right. What is it?
Well, you know everybody buys a Christmas tree for Christmas.
We know that, Leroy.
Well, I just bought 144.
144?
Christmas tree?
Yep, 12 dozen.
What you going to do, Leroy? Give them for presents?
Nah, that's why I'm going to make my big money for Christmas. That's my great idea, selling trees.
Leroy, where'd you get the money to buy so many Christmas trees?
Well, I took all my money out of the bank.
Oh, my goodness. My boy, you didn't have that much money.
Well, I bought part of them on consignment.
Consignment?
Now, that's the term us merchants use when we haven't got much money.
Imagine that, 144 trees.
Leroy, don't you think you should have consulted your old uncle before going so far?
Well, gosh, Uncle, everybody buys a Christmas tree. How can I lose? I thought you'd be proud of me.
Well, we are, but...
I'm not a little kid anymore. I didn't want to ask you for money to buy you a present.
Well...
I want to buy Marge something, and Bronco, and the twins, and Bertie.
Oh, bless your heart.
And I got that to think about this year.
Yeah, yes, of course, you can't forget your little girlfriend.
Heck no. You can't give a girl like Babs anything dinky.
Where are you going to put the trees, Leroy?
Oh, I forgot to ask you. How about selling them off your lot next door, Marge?
Oh, I think that'd be all right. Bronco and I won't start building until after the holidays.
Gee, thanks. I'll have them delivered this afternoon. Okay with you, Aunt?
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, and when they're delivered, I want you to get the best one. Before they're all picked over, this year our tree's on me.
Yeah, Leroy, that's a nice thought. But you can't make money giving your trees away.
Don't worry, I'll make money. Oh, say, I gotta have lights on the lot.
Yeah, where will you get the lights?
From you.
All right. Pat?
I want an extension cord from the house. I'll take the cord out of your study, and then there's a long one on the radio, and then I'll get the one off the washing machine, and there's one behind the couch.
If we want to wash clothes and read, we'll have to go over to Leroy's lot.
Oh, boy, I gotta make a mint. Hey, Bertie, can I borrow your little dinner bell?
My dinner bell? What are we going to do, eat over that too?
No, but I got to attract customers.
I can see Leroy over there now ringing the dinner bell. Mr. Gillespie is going to sell Christmas trees with a dinner bell.
Well, it might help her.
Yes, they're selling Christmas trees with a dinner bell. Ding dong, Christmas trees, come and get them while they're hot.
To help me nail stands on the trees, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do a few more, Leroy. Then I'll have to go clean up.
You going over to see Babs' mother tonight, huh?
No, not tonight. There's a Jolly Boys meeting.
Well, we have about 36 stands ready. Maybe that'll last us through this evening.
That'll be a good night's business.
Yeah, I've just been figuring. If I make 50 cents profit on each tree and sell 36, that's $18 profit for the first day.
Hey, not bad.
How about that, huh? Just starting in business and making $18 a day.
Yeah, wait.
Let's see. 3 dozen sold tonight, and I can sell them all day Saturday. Say, I gotta go buy more trees.
Leroy, wait until you sell your first one. Here comes what could be a customer.
It's Babs. Hi, Babs.
Hello, Leroy. Good evening, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Hello, Babs. How's your mother?
Oh, she's fine. Oh, what beautiful trees. It's beginning to look like a forest.
Come on, I'll show you around my lot.
Will you excuse us, Mr. Gildersleeve?
You go right ahead, kitty. I have some more nailing to do.
Oh, by the way, Unc.
Yes, Leroy?
You can knock off work whenever you want to.
Thank you, boss. What a fine executive that boy is going to make.
You see, Dad, I put the little trees in front and the big ones behind so everybody can see my merchandise from the street.
Leroy, you're so smart.
Well, I'm making $18 a day. Like I was telling Unc, who's working for me now, I may have to buy more trees. In fact, I may have to open up a couple more lots. Babs, how'd you like it if I get to be known as Leroy, the Christmas Tree King?
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you like Leroy's lot, Babs?
Mr. Gildersleeve, I'm very proud of Leroy, the Christmas Tree King.
Christmas Tree what?
King. I got plans on, and trees are just the beginning. Next Easter, I may go into lilies.
Dear my goodness. Easter Lily, New York.
By George, I'm proud of Leroy. He's a real go-getter, just like me. Yeah, I can't wait to tell the jolly boys.
Well, sounds like George warming up the piano.
Well, Gilday.
Hello, Judge. Floyd.
Hi, Commissioner. From the way the stairs were creaking and groaning, I thought it must be the water commissioner.
Judge, I know you never have any trouble getting up the stairs. Old goats are such good climbers.
Touché to you, Judge. That's French.
I know, Floyd.
Where's Phoebe and Chief Gates?
That must be them coming up now.
Must be.
See, the two men or a horse.
Hello, fellas.
Hello, Chief.
Hi, man.
We were waiting for you, Phoebe.
Oh, I don't think you're here. And hello to all the rest of you, too.
Yes.
Okay. Everybody's here. Is there any business to come before the club? Okay. No business. Let's sing.
Wait a minute. Floyd, I have some business to bring up.
Oh?
Are the Jolly Boys going to have a tree again this year?
We always do.
Certainly. It wouldn't be Christmas without a tree.
Yeah, as long as we're going to buy a tree. I suggest we buy it from an enterprising young businessman of my acquaintance.
Who, you?
No, Petey. This Christmas, little Leroy is launching on his first big business venture.
Yeah?
He's selling trees on Marjorie and Bronco's lot.
Oh.
The boy bought 12 dozen.
12 dozen?
My.
He took his savings out of the bank and negotiated the whole deal himself.
Well, fellas, by all means, we should buy a tree from Leroy.
Yeah, Leroy's a good kid.
I agree.
Me too.
Yeah, fine. But we don't want to wait too long. Leroy's afraid he'll run out of trees.
Well, why don't we adjourn the meeting now and go buy our tree now?
Now, how about singing a song first? I've been working all night limbering up my fingers.
Yeah, well, are you in as good voice as I am, Chief?
Peavy. You'll never catch me off base. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Sorry, I asked.
Yeah, let's gather around the piano, fellas.
Yeah, since we ain't got much time, why don't we tackle this one we know?
That's a good one. Down by the old mill tree.
You ready?
Down by the old mill
right down our street, Floyd. Next to the house.
I know where it is.
I hear Leroy shining up to Mr. Bullard's niece these days.
Yeah, I think that's behind this old project, Chief. He wants to give Babs a nice Christmas present.
Slow down, Thorne.
Look, Leroy has a light on the line.
Yeah, Leroy's thought of everything.
Hey, come here. I thought you warned us to come early. The lot's loaded with trees.
I don't see any customers.
Well, we're here.
Mr. Doc, he hasn't recognized us yet.
Christmas trees! Christmas trees! Christmas trees!
Doesn't sound like he's doing very well.
Hi, kid.
Leroy. It's us, the Jolly Boys.
Oh, hello.
Leroy.
Hello, Leroy.
Nice lot you have, Leroy.
It's terrible.
How are things going, my boy?
All I've sold is three trees.
The only three? Well, that's a start.
Excuse me, here comes a car. Christmas trees! Christmas trees! Christmas trees!
No. The car didn't even slow down.
He's a poor kid.
Something has to be done about this.
Yeah. How many cars come down this street?
Well, we did. And we want a tree for the Jolly Boys Club.
Yeah?
Hey, Leroy, I've been thinking. I ought to get a tree for my barber shop.
Good idea, Floyd. And I might be able to make room for one in your drugstore.
What do you think of that, my boy?
You know, I might just set a precedent and buy one for the inmates of the jail. Always seems a little cold around Christmas at the jail, with the bars and all.
Then, of course, we'll all want one for our homes, and I think I'll put a little one on the bench in the courtroom.
Well, Leroy, show us some trees. Business is picking up. Isn't it?
Oh, you just feel sorry for me. Because I'm a failure.
Leroy.
You're not a failure yet, my boy.
Heck no. Besides, you're such a young failure.
Leroy. Hi, Bab.
Oh, you look busy. Can I help? I'll call Mr. Gildersleeve.
Oh, Bab. You know everybody, I believe.
Oh, yes, I do.
Hello. Leroy's doing pretty well. Don't you think so, Bab?
Oh. Sure.
He just opened this afternoon. He's already sold three trees.
That's pretty good. When I opened my pharmacy, all I had the first day was one customer.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Leroy?
Oh, I know why I'm licked.
Leroy.
Yeah?
Here's a dollar and a half. I'd like this tree right here.
Oh, Babs, you don't have to do that. You've already bought three.
Here's a truck stopping. Leroy, here's a real customer.
No, that's just the guy with another dozen trees I ordered.
13 dozen trees. That could be unlucky.
The great Gildersleeve will be back in just a minute. Now you can make luscious, creamy, smooth fudge in an amazing new way. A way that gives you perfect fudge every time. Fudge that's never grainy, never too hard, never too soft, but always wonderfully smooth. And this fudge is easier to make because there's no guesswork, no cooking, no testing, no beating to worry about. The magic ingredient in this new fudge recipe is Philadelphia brand cream cheese. Yes, Philadelphia brand cream cheese. Have a pencil and paper handy, and in just a minute, I'll tell you how to get your free, that's right, free pamphlet with easy recipes for five different varieties of this fudge. Fudge you make with Philadelphia brand cream cheese is more perfect, easier to mix and make, and more delicious because Philadelphia brand has such wonderful, creamy richness. Try this wonderful new fudge soon. Just be sure you make it with genuine Philadelphia brand cream cheese. The cream cheese that's guaranteed fresh by Kraft. Look for the red Kraft K that's on every silvery package of genuine Philadelphia brand to help you pick the real thing at a glance. Remember, genuine Philadelphia brand cream cheese is made only by Kraft. Now, to get your free pamphlet with easy recipes for five different kinds of luscious Philly fudge, just write to Kraft Kitchen, Box 6567, Department G, Chicago 77, Illinois. That address again? Kraft Kitchen, Box 6567, Department G, Chicago 77, Illinois. Write tonight. Well, let's get back to the great Gildersleeve. Christmas is no time to have a big problem. It's a time to be joyful around the Christmas tree. But there is such a thing as having too many Christmas trees, such as Leroy's 13 dozen.
Marjorie, come to the window.
How do you get
out here? Look at Leroy standing over there in the lot. Up to his neck in trees and up to his ankles in snow. Even Babs is over there trying to cheer him up.
Well, I have to give Leroy credit. He certainly stays on the job.
Yeah, he's only sold 5 trees so far. 3 to Babs last night and 2 this morning. He wouldn't let the jolly boys help him out.
Well, if Leroy gets stuck with all those trees, he isn't going to have much of a Christmas.
I'll
go to the door, Bert.
Marjorie, may I come in a minute?
Why, of course, Babs.
Thank you. Let me get some of the snow off my feet.
Yeah, come in now.
Good morning, Mr. Gildersleeve. I came in to get warm.
Babs, it's very well of you to stand by Leroy.
I stayed out there as long as I could. I feel so sorry for him.
Well,
Mr. Gildersleeve, what are we going to do about all those trees?
Yeah, I'm afraid that's no easy solution.
I guess the lot isn't a good spot for business.
But we have to do something. Leroy practically admitted that he was doing all this for me. He just wants to give me something nice for Christmas.
Oh, now, Bab, Leroy will come out all right. Uncle Mort will see to that, won't you, Auntie?
Will you, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Sure, am I? I'm trying to figure out some way to help him.
Mr. Gildersleeve, I think you're wonderful.
You do?
Now I'm beginning to understand why my mother is so fond of you.
You say, Paula, you mean your mother is fond of me?
Well, I think she is. At least I'm sure she would be if you got Leroy out of his jam. What a little operator.
Yeah, naturally, I'm thinking of Leroy first.
Oh, naturally. But I know you think of Mother, too.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll bet Babs would never get stuck with a bunch of Christmas trees.
Babs?
Oh, yes, Bertie.
I thought you'd come in so I fixed some hot cocoa for you and Leroy. Would you like to take it over?
Oh, sure, I'll take it.
It's good and hot.
It's very thoughtful of you, Bertie. In fact, everybody's being so thoughtful. Especially you, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Bye, Babs.
Ta-ta, Babs. You going to help Leroy, Miss Gilsey?
Bertie, I've tried to, but he's proud. He doesn't want help.
That poor little boy.
Yeah, I took the jolly boys over to buy trees, but Leroy said they were doing it because we felt sorry for him.
That poor little boy.
No, Bertie.
Look at that poor little boy warming his hand over the cocoa cup. That poor little boy.
You know, Bronco and I were downtown and other lots are selling trees.
I noticed that, too. They're doing a land office business. But that poor little boy.
Please, Bertie. Of
course, them other lots know how to attract attention. They got Christmas music and loud speakers.
All Leroy has is a dinner bell.
Mr. Gilfley, how'd it be if you was Leroy's loudspeaker?
What's this, Bertie?
You and them jolly boys sing songs. Why don't you sing songs on Leroy's lot? That should attract attention.
It certainly should. But it isn't a bad idea, Auntie.
Yeah, right, George, you might work at that. Yeah, anything for Leroy.
Yes, sir.
You bet. I'll round up the jolly boys. We may even dress up like those English carolers with long red stocking caps and tassels.
But Auntie, won't you men feel a little silly?
Well, we'll make Leroy the Christmas tree king, even if we have to be the court jester. What do you say, Petey? Are you willing to stand up and sing for Leroy?
Well, Mr. Gildersleeve, Mrs. Petey's mother is here for the holidays.
Here she is.
I need a pretty good excuse to get out of the house. This is certainly a dandy.
Great. See you tonight, Petey. It's just a way of helping Leroy meet the competition. Who do you say, Florence?
Anything for Leroy, Commissioner.
Judge?
Fine with me, Gildy. Shall I bring my flute to set the pitch?
Yes, me. We need more help than a flute.
You know, I thought we'd take the piano from up in the Jolly Boys Club.
But, Gildy, by the time we lug the piano downstairs, we won't have enough wind to sing.
Hey, why don't we get Chief Gates to send the paddy wagon over first?
Great idea. See you later, fellas. Chief, send the paddy wagon to the Jolly Boys Club right away.
Why? What have we done?
Here, I forgot to explain. Now, here's the plan, Chief. See? We want to get the piano from the Jolly Boys Club and load it on the paddy wagon. Leroy.
Yeah?
Put your little bell away. The Jolly Boys are coming over to help you.
What are you going to do? What's that patrol wagon pulling up for? How are the Jolly Boys going in it?
Yes, they're bringing a piano.
A piano?
Leroy, I know you haven't wanted any help. But how would it be if we Jolly Boys attract some customers for you?
Yeah? How?
You know, by standing out on the curb and singing songs.
Well, gosh, I'm desperate. I'll try anything.
Yeah, boy. You just get ready to sell trees. You'll do the rest.
Be there. Will you help me with this end?
All right, but I'll have to drop this end.
Oh, my goodness. I'd better go help.
Oh, boy, I'll go over and get Babs. He can help me sell trees.
Yeah, let me give you a hand, fellows.
Thank you.
There.
Leave the piano right here at the curb, Gildy. Then we can gather around it and sing.
You're a good idea, Judge. Run into the streetlights.
Yeah, we need some light to read those carols. Ain't like we were singing from our minds.
Here comes the chief. Now we can get started.
Sorry I'm a little late, man, but I had a few things to take care of.
Yeah, that's all right, Chief. Floyd, pick out a good one and let's get started.
Okay. Floyd, may I make a suggestion?
Yeah, sure.
Before you start to play the piano, take your mittens off.
How about singing Good King Wenceslas?
We can't even pronounce that one.
Hey, look at all the cars passing down this street.
Yeah, we must be good. Traffic's picked up, we ain't even opened our mouths. I wonder where they're coming from.
Well, fellas, that's why your chief of police was a little late. I had to put up a few detour signs.
Yeah, chief. You're all right.
Good evening, gentlemen. Well, it's Bertie.
Hiya, Bertie.
Good evening, Bertie.
I thought you'd like some hot coffee.
Well, that's mighty thoughtful, Bertie.
You're fine, Bertie. Put it on the piano. We're about to sing a song.
Yes, sir. I think I'll listen.
Come on, Ben. Hey, look at all the traffic. Well, nobody's stopping.
Well, they will.
Okay, fellas, stick the halls and make it good.
Break the halls with all the
anybody feel something's wrong?
I was on key.
Judge, the cars aren't stopping. They're just going by faster.
I don't believe it was such a good idea. Why isn't it working?
Well, Babs,
maybe we weren't singing loud enough.
Bertie, you know music. What's wrong with us?
I don't think Bertie learned you, Dan.
Well, Mr. Gilsey, maybe you gentlemen don't know that one so well. Why don't you try Jingle Bells?
Well, gosh, Uncle, let's do something while the traffic's heavy.
Yeah, we're trying, Leroy. Bertie, why don't you leave?
Glad to try if you want me to.
Good idea. Here we go, gang.
Dancing through the snow in a wide open place. Or the music we go, laughing all the way.
Sing it, Bertie.
Bells on Bob Gilsey. Making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a playing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. open sleigh.
Wonderful, Bertie. Just what else?
Hey, they're starting to come in.
Well, now that the people are stopping, the Jolly Boy should sing a song.
Well, no, I wouldn't sing that.
Well, let's not fight them away again. Bertie, another song, please.
I'd really like to, Miss Gilson.
Now, we got one all picked out, haven't we, Bertie?
Yes, sir.
Don't push, folks. We got trees for everybody.
This one's for little Leroy.
Oh, Christmas Eve. Oh, Christmas tree, how faithful are thy branches. Your boughs are green throughout the year, resplendent in a light in fear. Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas Eve, how faithful are thy
branches. The Great Gildersleeve will be with us again in just 30 seconds. For a variety of delicious snacks and sandwiches you can make quickly, easily, get the two wonderful new kinds of Philadelphia brand green cheese. There's Philadelphia brand filled with tiny bits of chives, and Philadelphia brand with little pieces of red pimento all through. Enjoy them both. Just be sure you get genuine Philadelphia brand green cheese. Look for the red Kraft K that's on every silvery package to help you pick the real thing at a glance. Remember, Philadelphia brand green cheese is made only by Kraft.
This is Gildersleeve again, folks. In the past, at Christmas time, our show has featured the story, Why the Chimes Rang. Many of you have written asking to hear it again this year. We're happy to know you enjoy this story as much as we do. So, be with us next Wednesday for our Christmas program. Till then, good night, everyone.
The Great Gildersleeve is played by Willard Waterman. The show is written by John Elliott and Andy White and is partially transcribed. Included in the cast are Walter Tetley, Mary Lee Robb, Lillian Randolph, Barbara Whiting, Arthur Q. Bryan, Ken Christie, Earl Ross, and Dick LeGrand. Original music composed by Jack Meekin. This is John Heaston saying goodnight for the Kraft Food Company, makers of those famous Kraft quality foods. Be sure to listen in next Wednesday for the Gildersleeve Christmas Story.
Question, what's the best way to raid an icebox? Answer, with Kraft prepared mustard, of course. Because when you add a little Kraft mustard to the sandwich you make, you add a lot of tang. And here's something for you professional icebox raiders to remember. There are two kinds of Kraft mustard. Mild Kraft mustard, with that delicately spiced, smooth flavor. Ah, and then there's snappy Kraft mustard with horseradish added. Have both kinds on hand. Then you won't meet up with a dish, but what you'll have just the mustard to add a lot of tang. Buy Kraft prepared mustard.
Groucho Marx, you bet your life. He's next on NBC.